Welcome to 45 on the Hour podcast. I'm your host, Colt 45, and we're with Professor Eric Medina.
What's up, Colt? Good morning, sir. Good morning, everybody out there in podcast land.
Podcast land. That's awesome, dude. It is, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the new thing. Like, everyone's doing podcasts these days, right?
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of different ones, you know? I was watching one the other day. Can't remember what it was, but they were talking about like Stoics and stuff like that, you know? And I was talking to a friend of mine about, you know, where all these podcasters get all their information. And some of the people that I actually really focus on, they're just regurgitating information from, you know, like ancient philosophers and things like that.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I started getting into it. This is a while back, but I started getting into like reading Epictetus. And, you know, Marcus Aurelius, and I think I've talked about this before, but I've done a lot of research on these guys and like how they were born into slavery and just all these great leaders had like the hardest lives, you know, like coming out. Excuse me. And it's crazy because the people with the hardest lives end up having the highest success, you know?
It's almost a prerequisite to like, successes, you have to go through something hard. You have maybe a trauma, could be born into like low economic situation and you got to dig your way out, you know? And we, as a culture, we do love those win stories, you know, like started from the bottom, now you made it. Like that's America. Like we love that, you know? And did you grow up middle class? Grew up a little bit below middle class, right?
I was under.
You were under, right?
Yeah, we're in poverty.
Yeah, I grew up like middle class, but
my mom, she had a job, but I mean, I think she paid like $400 or $600 a month for her mobile home.
Okay.
I know her food allowance was like a couple $100. I mean, we didn't really have a whole lot. We ran the swamp cooler when it was soup over 100.
You know? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Heater, can't run the gas.
You know? I'm actually like that right now. Yeah. You know, living in the valley, man, it's 100 degrees every day. And to live without the AC is rough, you know, but like once it turns on, we're like, oh,
yeah,
like dude. We get to relax for a second.
Yeah, dude, it's a thing. But I think that being poor and being underprivileged is probably the best thing that you could have done for yourself. If you can take it and use that as drive and energy to get to the next phase of your life.
Transmutate it. Maybe right. That is like when you are dirt poor, that is when you know the value of a dollar, you know, and you don't spend in a way where like, I don't know, spend for things. Now I'm not a money guy or anything like that. And even my financial education has happened more since I became a business owner and I pay an employee and I have money that comes in and it comes out. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Sometimes like I'll be rich today, but I'll be poor tomorrow when all the bills are paid. So like, but you get to see it more. And I didn't, I never really had that education. My parents never spoke to me about money. You know, like that was like a weird, like that was not a weird, but it was just didn't know.
My mom always told me that you can't spend money. My thing was always about not being able to spend. Never spend.
So she put that on you, like as your mind?
Yeah, I was like, I could never. And I finally like broke the chains when I was older. I was like, no, forget this. I'm going to be rich and I'm going to spend as much as I want. Because, you know, when people try to hold you down, you know, it just bogs you down.
It becomes a thing. A limiting belief.
Correct. Like, oh, you can never make money. You have to get a job and you have to budget. I was like, I don't want to live like that. That's not living to me. That's prison. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want someone to tell me my worth. Hey, Eric, what's your hourly rate? Like, what if someone told you, what is your hourly rate?
That could almost be offensive.
Well, you know, I'm like, asking you, what's your hourly rate? What are you worth per hour?
For a private lesson, I'll give you $200 an hour.
Okay. So I'm gonna play the devil's advocate here, okay? So you just said that you are worth $200 an hour. Did you hear yourself say that?
Yes.
Okay. So if you asked me, I don't have a number. If you're saying like, if I said, hey, what is your life worth per hour? Does that change things a bit?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Now you're like, wait, hold on a second. Wait, what's my life worth? Hold on a second. No, it's, it doesn't have a number. Exactly. That number should never end.
Mm-hmm.
The point of that is
to translating,
self-worth,
your time into a dollar amount on the end of that equation, right?
Correct. And some people argue, there is an hourly rate to every person. Everyone has a number. You're right. Right? But does self-worth have a number? You know what I'm saying? Does like your worth have some sort of number? I think that's a gray area question. And the reason why I say that is because obviously everyone needs to make something.
Yeah.
But I think that you should always have in the back of your mind growth. So if you started off at $100 an hour, you should be inclined to saying, hey, I'll start at $100 an hour, but I want my growth to keep growing and my hourly rate to keep growing because my net worth needs to keep growing. In life, we all need to be growing every day, all day long. You need to be going to the next segment of your life. There's levels to this shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Someone that makes, you're never stopped, okay, at growth. If you make $100 million a year, there's still a dude that makes a billion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a billionaire, there's still a dude that makes 10 billion. And if we're 10 billionaires, you know what I'm saying? It never ends. Okay. There's always someone more wealthier.
There's always a bigger fish. Yeah.
There's always a bigger fish. You know what I'm saying? And there's always another level. And money isn't everything, right? But self-worth is. And keeping yourself on the current path and keeping your consistency up to keep creating that daily life of that person that you ultimately want to be and admire. So that's the goal, is to create this person that I would look up to, right? And in points and in times right now, I wouldn't fully look up to me. I'm not there yet.
I understand that part. You're human, man. Like, you know,
correct.
We all have our good and then other qualities that we'd like to
shove it under the rug.
Yes, sir.
But those are the things that create anxiety, bro. And those are the things that hold us back. Those are the things that, as I was talking about on a previous podcast, create that that negative narrative, you know, that create that karmic debt that we hold off on. We talked about that before, karmic debt and things like that, and what it does to you. It's like a drain. Mm-hmm. You know,
you educated me.
Yeah, and everyone has a little bit of karmic debt. Okay, everyone has something that they feel about the past that they did that they could correct or they wish they could correct and stuff like that. And the best way to deal with it is to just deal with it at that point in time, right? So when it happens and you recognize it's something you got to deal with, then ask for forgiveness for yourself and forgiveness for everybody else. Okay. And then hopefully that'll like release some of the tension and then you can move forward, right? And then try to get in a proper flow state. What I wanted to talk about today was actually about being 100% all in, okay? And we had talked about, you know, goal setting and things like that. How do you get here? And we talked about me being, you know, a little bit poor growing up and how all those things. We have to use the things that happened to us in the past as a positive, not a negative. You have to learn to look at it like that. Everything that happens to you is for a reason, mm-hmm. okay? And things don't happen to you. They happen for you, okay? And I think the sooner that you realize that, the sooner you'll understand the next segment of what I'm going to talk about. So once you decide in your life that you're going to go 100% all in, something happens to you. Do you remember when you decided to go all in on the jiu-jitsu school?
Yes, I do.
What did that feel like? So you were like...
It was like a small... I was with a couple buddies and I had the idea.
You're like, I'm going to fucking do this shit, bro.
Uh-huh. And right? Four out of my five friends said you could do it. That one friend that said, no, I don't think you can. Like... They didn't stay around long enough to ride the rocket ship.
So let me ask you something. When you decided to open your own school, I remember, because I remember meeting you for the first time over at 805. And I was like, this dude's legit, bro. I could feel the energy. I was like, he's genuine. He's mm-hmm. authentic. I like that. I like people that are authentic. Like, I don't care who you are, like what you, like, I don't care.
Yeah, we enjoy that. You know, you're not a fake person. You could tell right away, you know?
Yeah,
Or at a certain point, you'll be able to tell.
Or if people are weak and they're just too strong-minded and they're compensating for something, you can feel it. You know, it's just,
yes, sir.
We're humans, right? But if you're your authentic self, then I believe in people like that. I believe that everyone that's truly authentic can make it in this world 100%. And I believed in you from the get-go. And I didn't even know that. And then I remember like working with you, and then I think we had been talking about something. And then you were like, hey, bro, I'm looking for a building, or, you know. I was like, hell yeah, bro. I was excited for you, bro. I was like, hell yeah, dude. This is awesome, you know? Genuinely, like, I was like, I get excited when people want to start something for themselves.
You,
because it's hard.
You have facilitated a big win in my life. You know what I'm saying?
No, well, you did that for yourself, bro. I was just here to fucking guide
you. But you still friggin' tossed me the ball. You know what I'm saying? And like, yeah.
But you catched it.
100%.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could have been like, hey, here's the ball. And you've been like, nah, I'm going to wait a little bit.
I've tried giving the ball to a lot of people, and they friggin' like, can you do it for me? You know? And I'm like, ugh.
You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, bro. Right? So I guess, so my question to you is this, bro, is because you're so recent in the entrepreneurship, but you've created so much success out of it so quickly. Like, your school has grown tremendously. And it's because of who you are as a person. But my question to you is, what happened in your brain? I want to know details. So just break this down with me. You were Professor Black Belt Eric Medina that worked for a school and got an hourly wage to do some classes.
Correct.
Or you did it for free. Then you did all this free stuff on the side because your heart was there and you wanted to be a good person. Then all of a sudden you were like, you know what? I think I can do this. So you had this support network of people that you were around, which we've talked about this before. The five people you hang around are the five people that you're going to become. So you had the great people around, right? The good people. You had the support network. And then all of a sudden you were like, okay, I'm going to do it. And then when you decided you were going to do it, like, what was the no return part? Like, how did that feel? Do you remember the feeling of that when you were like, I'm 100% in and nothing is going
to
stop me?
Yeah, dude. You know, so to go for it, I had to maybe like cut some ties with some people. And one thing that...
So you had to set boundaries.
I had to set boundaries. I had to take back some time, take back some of my energy that I would give to other people, you know? And something that my instructor told me once and is very true is whenever you do something for yourself, some people are going to have a problem with that because you're no longer fitting into where they want you, right? You're going your own way. And I did have that happen. And I just kind of like, I never had a moment of like burn the ships per se, but I do remember like just, I'm going to do this. I can do this. The confidence of, I can do this. I've seen lower level people do it. You know what I'm saying? Like we use a term around like a McDojo, right? And what that means is like, oh, it's a McDonald's school. It's like a low end. It's not of a high quality. And I remember just thinking like, man, if these people could do it, like I could do it, you know?
That's always been my mentality.
Right? Sometimes even too cold. Like, do you remember like during like a PFT or we're on the run, like, and we're running that 3 mile, right? If I could just get...
PFT is in the Marine Corps. It's an exercise that we do.
We do a 3 mile run, a physical fitness test. And like, I'm not a runner, but like if I...
It goes towards your scores. You're cutting scores, right?
If I could see that guy in front of me, like I'll chase to him and then I'll pass him and then I'll get to the next guy. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. like I do get a little bit of like, all right, like there's a lot to focus on, but if I could just do one thing at a time that puts me over, then I've made my, I don't know, like my effort in that direction. And even recently, quote, maybe this was like 6 months ago, right? So I have my school, everything's cool. And I remember just like having a dialogue in my own head. It was maybe like at midnight, you know, in that time where like you're asleep, but you're still in your own head and you're just thinking, whatever. And I remember just like accepting, like talking to myself, like, you know what? I'm going to be successful. And I just felt like a release of my anxiety of like something in my body.
But what was your why though? Why did you feel like you needed to be successful? Not how you were going to get there. You just knew that you needed to. Like, what was your why that said, you know what? I have to do this because of X, Y, and Z people or persons or...
That's a good one, man.
Like, what's your why? You don't have kids.
Well, but I want them one day.
Okay. You know, so your why is your future kids?
I think my why, unfortunately, dude, like I've seen a lot of like bad situations, bad family situations, working with the Beat the Streets, working with the nonprofit. You kind of see like families that are not like, they don't have a good nucleus. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like, it is what it is. And also recently going to the Skid Row to go volunteer over there. Got to see like a lot of like messed up situations.
I would like to go next time. I didn't get an invite.
So Sundays, the nonprofit is called Starts With One Today. It's pretty cool.
It was awesome, man. I saw that online.
But it really like, it freaks me out, Colt, because I could kind of see myself there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And if like, I didn't have a good father, a good mother, if I didn't have discipline, sports, Marine Corps, like, you know, who knows if I could have gone that direction.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Right? So then I'm like, fuck, dude, I want to build myself up so I don't fall to that. Mm. Now, I don't know if that's a future me or anything like that, or it's like a self-serving.
That's what keeps me going, bro. Mm. It's the life that I lived in the beginning. Like seeing my mom struggle so much, bro. Seeing the way that she is now. Seeing how much control she needs to feel comfort. And then knowing that I don't want that. And it all evolves around money, bro. It all evolves around money, not having enough. Always stressing about it constantly. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, that's true, man. And you see it, dude. And
I ain't trying to be rich, bro. I don't need, I just want enough money to just take care of my kids, bro. I want a couple vacations.
I see that. Hey, dude, you want to go get ice cream and not freak out about it.
Totally, right? Bro. I want to have no financial issues. Yeah. I want to have some savings.
If the girls want something, like, fine. But I don't see you balling out of control or anything like that. It's a little bit different. You know, you take care of, your money is taking care of the people around you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you don't buy things for yourself.
Dude, I give away half the shit I have all the time.
But
bro,
you know, that's a good thing though, because you get it right back.
I don't even care. Mm. I just do it. For me personally, I like being able to help. I like being able to give to people that need something that they just don't have. So easy with it too. It's been an issue in my past relationships because they're like, wait, you just let him borrow your car? Why? I just said he needed to borrow it. It's just like silly stuff, but that's just who I am, man. I ain't going to change it for nobody. I want to go into a couple subjects on how can I get to 100% all in if I can't get there right now. I haven't made the decision of doing this jump because I'm scared. You're gonna have a lot of people that are scared to go, you know what, I'm willing to change my life tomorrow. I'm gonna go start working out, but I can't go 100% all in because it just hurts too much and I can't get out of bed. Okay. Or I wanna start a business, but I just can't do what Eric did because I'm scared that I'm gonna leave my job or whatever, you know, or you know, I'm afraid to go to church and start looking into God because that's just a silly thing to do, or it's, you know, maybe frowned upon in my family and people can be like, oh, you're a Bible thumper or something. But here's the thing, guys. All those things are great to understand and to take in from other people. But I want to talk about why people are afraid to see you win. Okay? Why it's hard for you to go 100% in when you don't have your five people that you're going to be most like, right? That's important. And that's why we've talked about in the past, getting rid of those people. Getting rid of the people that are not for you. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be for you today or tomorrow. And I've cut out people in my life, serious people. People that are like my family, yeah, because they're a drag, because they bring me down and they're not good for my mental clarity and my mental health.
100%.
And you have to create a boundary because my job isn't to live my life for them. It's to live my life for my why, which is my kids. My kids don't deserve that version of myself that's brought down. They deserve the best version of me. So I'm going to go into this real quick and then I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Okay.
The 100% all in, how do you get there? How do you get to the point of making decisions? Well, first, you have to have those five people in your life that are going to support you the most, right? Because that's the most crucial when you're sensitive and you're ready to make a big decision like that, right? Whether it be one of the three things I was talking about, whether it be faith-based, physical-based, making a change there, or financially based, or something like that. You need to have the good support group, right? Because that was important to you. You said you had one negative person, but you had those.
Yes.
Which were people going, Eric, brother, I got you, brother. You can fucking do it. And you're like, fuck. Okay. And then they push you over the edge, right? The people that don't believe in you are people that want the dream that you're pursuing, but they don't have the balls to do it themselves. Okay. Not because they don't want to, but just because they're not there yet. They can't. So all they can do is just criticize you because that's their way of saying that they want what you have. They can't get it though, because they're just not in that place yet. All we can do with those people is wish them well and completely ignore them.
Okay? Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
In my eyes, when I first started my moving company, in the beginning, I struggled with people supporting me. People were laughing at me because I started in my garage. They were laughing at me because of the people that I was hiring. Every time there was a mistake and I was bending over backwards to get it started, to do something, to drive the trucks, to answer the calls, to do the work while I was doing everything and supporting a family and not being able to pay my rent, I didn't give two shits. You know what I said? I'm going to do this. And if it buries me, it buries me. But once you decide to be 100% all in, you have to take in all the stuff. Like, no matter what happens, I'm never going to quit, bro. Mm-hmm. Ever. I don't give a shit what happens. I don't care if it buries me. I don't care if I lose everything. I'm all in. If I have to scrub the toilets, if I have to mop the floors, if I have to, when you're 100% in, you have to do everything.
Yes, sir.
You have to be willing to do it all. You have to be willing to give up every single dollar you earn to give everything for you to be to that next level, to get to that next level. Because if you don't and you're not hungry for it, you will never, ever fucking get there. Ever. You'll never get there. It's impossible. You have to be so far fetched on, I'm going to get this goal and it's 20 steps in front of me and I'm already reaching for it. You have to already be reaching for it. It can't be like, okay, well, let's just see what happens. Fuck no, you'll fail. You'll fail. You have to be 100% confident that you're going to do it. I'm going to do this all the way and I don't care what happens with me, because that's when breaking change happens, bro. That's when change happens, and that's when you can fully commit mind, body, and soul to whatever you want to do. Okay? Yeah. Okay, guys, if you build it, they will come. Get up, get after it, and get some.